everybody. Hope you're having a fabulous holiday season. This is the best of Drew and Mike. Hopefully, it's very good. Enough to be best of. I haven't listed anything personally or qualified any of this, but I'm just going to assume the best. Actually, any Drew and Mike show business is the best.
That's right. It sucks.
It looks like we'll be back doing new shows January the 2nd, which is Thursday after the 1st. Because we have the weekend. To recover, to come back. We'll need 3 days off after being off this long. We'll need 3 days off. Well, Friday, Saturday, and then we'll record on Sunday for Monday. The 6th? Yeah, the 6th. Okay.
I'm like busy watching TV.
So enjoy all your bowl games, your holidays, and the best of the Drew and Mike show. And this portion of programming brought to you by our friends at Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and DealsInTheD.com. And they are sharing their love for you by giving you the gift of employee pricing for everyone on most 2019 models in stock. You can lease a 19 Ram 1500 Crew Cab Bighorn Edition for just $198 a month. If it's Jeeps you love, lease the new 20 Jeep Cherokee Limited All-Wheel Drive for just $189 a month. And if you're like listener Alan and you want to roll in the Mac Daddy of Jeeps, lease a 20 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $255 a month. Go celebrate the holidays with employee pricing for everyone. No discount code needed. Only at Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and DealsInTheD.com. We should call Mad. We need to call Mad Mike. I forgot to mention Mad Mike. Explain Mad Mike.
He believes that the Earth is flat.
Which, of course, it is.
First and foremost.
Well, we know that. We live on it.
I've never seen otherwise.
Hell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's some hill. Yeah.
Pretty much flat.
He would know better. He's been up in space higher than we have, so.
Yeah. He just launched, 1,875 feet in the air in his own man-made rocket.
Yeah.
Which is so cool.
1,875 feet?
Yeah.
That's only 6 football fields.
Well.
Yeah, it's not even.
I don't see you launching any football field in the air.
I've been in hot air balloons at 8,000 feet.
You have all the footage?
The footage.
I don't have the footage. I didn't have any cookies and milk either. Had champagne afterwards, though.
Ooh.
He's a 61-year-old limo driver. The rocket was going 325 miles an hour.
How did he stop at 1,800 feet if it was going
parachute.
That fast?
Parachute. Oh, I'm sure gravity.
What was the I don't understand the point of this.
To prove that the Earth's flat. Because if you get to the horizon, you can see the curvature, but he didn't see it.
Was this a success?
He made a hard landing in the Mojave Desert. He said that outside of an aching back, he's fine after the launch in California.
Why would he only want to go 1,900 feet? Why didn't he stick with the...
Well, I think he probably wanted to go as high as he could, but he's a man-made... I give him some credit. He built a man-made rocket.
1,800 feet, again... Hot air balloon, 8,000 feet.
Now, remember, he was supposed to do this back. How about an airplane? You've been in an airplane, Drew.
It's been 30,000 feet, probably more.
He said in 2000, he owns a Guinness World Record.
For what?
103-foot jump of a Lincoln Town Car stretch limo.
What?
Because he's a limo driver.
I'm more interested in that.
This guy's nuts.
Stretch limo?
Yeah.
What did he jump it over?
It doesn't say. I'll have to find that article.
He's pretty cool. The Hall Financial Hotline is open. Or it should be open.
Of course. He's also running for governor.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What state is he in?
California.
Yeah. Okay. He might win.
He built the rocket for $300.
How long did it take him, does it say?
$300? What kind of POS rocket is this?
One that can only go...
It's a scrapper.
1,875 feet.
This is so not news. Yeah. Maybe I'm much more interested in the limo jump.
If you ponied up more than $300, he could have gone higher.
Yeah, he could have gone, well, for $1,200, he could have gone over 7,500 feet.
Yeah, over a mile. Almost to
here's
your hot air balloon.
Here's audio of it. The Liberty One. First flat Earth launch.
Flat Earth
19
launch.
Days there's on kids the like average five. To close with Hall Financial, by the way. 44 is the industry average. 44 days.
Aren't those kids kind of close?
That's what I was going to say. Whoa! Nice having it in a stationary camera. Whoa!
I don't see anything.
That's him right there. After the rocket fuel burned out. Parachute deployed.
Hello?
Is this Mad Mike?
Yes, it is. How are you?
Hey, it's Drew and Mark and Jim. Brandon's here too. We got all kinds of people all excited about your operation yesterday. And Mike, I just heard about the 103-foot stretch limo jump.
Yes.
When did you do that?
Yes. I did that in 2002 in Paris, California.
Did you jump over something?
No, I just jumped just the distance and landed in some tires and wound up going past the barrier and it had to hit a K-rail with a limousine. So and I broke my back in two places that day.
Ooh. What were you planning? I mean, you had a launch and everything.
With the rocket yesterday?
No, for the stretch limo. I mean, you were launching ramp and a landing ramp.
Yeah, I had no landing ramp. I was going to land on tires and then bounce off the tires. But you actually need to keep on going. You just can't really stop. That's not a record. Guinness wants you to keep moving forward.
Hmm. Oh, I see. Okay.
Was your boss mad that you did that with the car?
No, that was mine. That was actually given to me. I had a motor to go in it, and that limo did not even run until 11:30 that morning. And I got to the racetrack that night and found I didn't have any brakes. So it was pretty sad evening.
No brakes?
Who needs brakes?
How did you stop? Did you have a parachute?
I crashed in the K-wall. Once I just made some few laps on the racetrack, but I had to cut in the infield to hit my ramp. So once I made that left-hand turn, I was committed. I couldn't stop.
Wow. Was that on pay-per-view? Yeah. I can't believe I missed it.
Well, that was actually on Country Fried Videos, which was another show on CMT for a while, and it was hosted by Bill Engvall, I believe.
Oh,
you know?
Wow. I love Bill.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. He's the one. That's his voice in the background.
Oh, okay. What is that noise? Is that some crazy mad mic technology? Yeah.
Did you build your phone?
Yeah. No, I don't know what's in the background. There shouldn't be anything. Maybe let me turn the heater off.
Maybe your computer, Mark.
No, it's muted, probably jerk. The heater.
Yeah, it sounds like something. Could be something on our end. I doubt it.
You doubt it?
Well, I asked if you built.
Kidding. I'm kidding, Mike.
I asked if you built your phone because you built the rocket ship.
Oh, yeah. I'm not a tech guy. You know, I'm just not. I'm a nuts and bolts guy. I conceptualize things. I see the big picture and I break things into small pieces so I understand them and build them back up to where I can make things happen. And I've used that throughout my life.
But for a big picture guy, I guess some people are surprised that you think the Earth is flat.
Well, I can't dismiss it. I cannot dismiss it after 4 or 5 months of research, a year and a half ago, whatever. Because you got to realize everything is a lie we've ever been taught. Everything. Mm-hmm. Not just one thing or two things. Everything.
What about the Holocaust?
That makes people crazy, okay?
Is it a lie?
I think they only killed about 1.4 million people there.
So it's a lie because they say six million.
Yeah.
What about
they have used that 6 million. They have used that 6 million number several times. Okay.
Okay.
Over the years,
I've read that.
Basically,
annoying.
There was only I think there were 50 crematories there or center. Okay. What year we want to call?
We'll just go.
How do I know that's not a lie?
Yeah, that could be a lie too. What about the moon landing? I know we used to talk to a guy named Delbert who swore there was no moon landing. That was a lie.
No. Yeah, we can't go today. We couldn't go 48 or 50 years ago. It just didn't happen.
It just didn't
happen.
Was that in a soundstage in California? Because I saw it on TV, which is why I think it happened.
Well, that's why a lot of people, even Richard Nixon said that, okay?
But it was on a soundstage?
Yeah, so basically he's the one.
I never heard Nixon say that. When did Nixon admit that before he died?
Well, Donald Rumsfeld was involved with that. But anyway, all this stuff took place in Richard Nixon's administration, okay? All six of those supposedly lunar landings or missions to the moon.
Okay.
We cannot go today. They even admit it. We cannot get down low Earth orbit. No one's been down low Earth orbit, period.
There was just a launch last week.
Is that the Van Allen belt?
Was that a lie?
Or something?
The Van Allen belts, which may be the firmament.
Drew,
don't
feed it.
So basically, it just, because they've militarized, you got to realize what happened in 1958, a lot of stuff. They discovered the Van Allen radiation belts.
My
they started shooting
pregnant.
Nukes.
Hot.
They started shooting, that's one of the major things. They started shooting nuclear weapons up into the sky.
Probably.
From 58 to 62.
Right.
And then the Antarctica Treaty was like 2 years later. There's so much stuff that's happened at the time, and it's just mind-boggling.
Man, Mike, instead of everything being a lie, what have we been told that is actually true?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Not one
Man,
thing.
Man, Mike, you're such...
The Civil War, everything.
The Civil War is fake. Is slavery real? Okay. Was slavery real?
Well, one of the first slave owners was a black guy in the North.
Well, so it was so real.
Slavery was black people having slaves. So now, that was upside down.
Were slaves white?
They've had slavery everywhere. Okay, but you know what? You know how the first U.S. citizen actually appeared in this country in, I think, 1867 or 1868? That was the first civil rights movement, and that was actually for the freed slaves because they were wandering around. No one could give them a place to live or a job. So it made them United States citizens. So that's how that terminology first came out. And now we're all enslaved to that since 1871. You do not want to be a U.S. citizen. That's the last thing you want to be because you have no rights. None.
Okay.
None.
It seems like you have a real command of a lot of information, but some of it I really dispute. I think some of it, you sound a little conspiratorial.
Is Jesus real?
Okay. Let me explain about conspiracy.
Is Xenu real?
CIA term. The CIA invented the term conspiracy for people that was questioning the JFK, Bobby murders, and the Bobby Kennedy, and, of course, Martin Luther King.
Did that happen? Was JFK killed in Dealey Plaza?
Well, of course he was.
He was?
Oh.
Wait, but you said everything is not true. Lie.
Yeah, but see how they covered it up. They actually, if you look into a movie that's 3 hours and 20 minutes long about the JFK, it's called JFK to 9/11, his brain may have been transplanted.
Is that the one with Kevin Bacon?
No.
Is it in 3D?
Not
interested.
Okay, JFK's brain was his brain was transplanted, but he was a vegetable, I thought.
Okay, well, you got to realize, he was shot from the front. The death shot came from the sewer drain. That's where it came from, okay? Not from the backside. So they had to make it look from the backside to make Harvey Oswald be Harvey Oswald the Patsy. So it's just, but they operate on JFK from Dallas to Washington D.C. on the plane.
Did Harvey shoot? Did Lee Harvey Oswald shoot from the book depository?
No.
What about the cop he killed afterwards?
Yeah, he didn't kill it. I guess a CIA guy did.
Was he hiding in the movie theater? Is that accurate?
Hunt, a guy named Hunt. I can't remember his first name.
Howard Hunt?
Was, I believe, the killer.
Mike Hunt?
The guy named...
Okay, what about Jack Ruby? Was he killed? I just want to know, since
what about that band they started? Did that band not exist?
Jack Ruby, his real name was Jack Rubenstein.
Okay.
And he was a strip club owner.
I knew that. So that is true.
They're asking how he was tied into all this. Dude, guys, I do not have all the answers, okay? No one does. All I know is everything... Okay, let me tell you something about 9/11.
All right.
Here's the deal. Yeah, all these hijackers are supposed to be Saudi Arabians, okay?
Yeah, 16 of the 19.
16 to 19.
Yep.
Because they found that one passport on the sidewalk after these planes.
The Jews.
So basically, how come the first country we invaded was Iraq? Should we have invaded Saudi Arabia?
Because they had weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah, because we were lied to. That was a lie.
That was a lie.
Do you think?
That's what we were told, so maybe that wasn't a lie because we were told it was a lie.
We never found any weapons of mass destruction. No,
that's what they want you to believe.
That's one of the dumbest moments in history.
Because supposedly they was wanting to change the monetary system in that country. Now, they want us to be afraid of Iran, this nuclear threat. Iran has never attacked a country in its life. We're the terrorists, guys. This country is a terrorist.
Wait, are we when I was a kid, I thought that everything that the Soviet Union said happened was a lie. Is it really that I'm in the Soviet Union and they're America? Is it kind of like that?
There you go.
Really?
So did we rig their election to have Putin win?
I've never been to Russia, but I know someone's been there and walked across the country for like 6 months talking to people, and they were being told the same thing that we were being told in this country at the same time.
Okay.
They're the people's enemies. They're the ones causing this trouble, and See, the whole thing is they divide people, and that's what's wrong with everything. That's what's wrong with the flat earth.
Mad Mike.
Football teams, everything.
Football teams. Football teams.
Football teams.
What do you mean?
Yeah, because you've got division between sports teams. You got division. Are you Republican or Democrat?
But that's fun.
Are you this or that? I don't watch sports. I think it's a weird diversion.
Wait, are sports rigged? Do they know who's going to win ahead of time?
Some of them do.
Do you bet on it when you know?
No, I don't. No. I want to bet on sports. I don't even follow sports. I think it's useless.
Are crisis actors real?
Yes.
They are?
Yes.
Is David Hogg, he seems to me like he's about 30 years old. They say he's 17.
I don't know who that gentleman is.
He's a shooting survivor from Florida, and he's going to teach us how to use this fucking democracy, apparently.
He's on TV every day.
I've never heard of this guy.
Hmm.
Yeah. You'll hear a lot about them pretty soon if you don't already.
Are chemtrails real? I mean, you spend a lot of time in the sky.
Yeah, chemtrails are real.
Okay, now the launch, because we only have a few minutes left, you went, I guess, about 1,900 feet up in the air, correct?
Yeah, 1,875, that's documented.
Now, I went in a hot air balloon to 8,000 feet. I'm confused as to why you wouldn't want to go higher, because it was really cool up there.
Well, it's a steam rocket. You can only go so far, and that was my... I never said I was trying to prove the flat Earth with my steam rocket jump. I think the Washington Post twisted that story.
Another lie.
Fake news.
They're leftists. You know that.
Jeff Bezos.
Newspaper. Jeff Bezos.
Yep.
Jeff Bezos goes to the Bilderberg meetings every year. Okay? What? You might want to research that.
Are you serious?
Yep. Yes, I am.
Explain what that means to people who don't know.
Just look it up. Just look it up, the Bilderberg meetings.
I don't have the internet.
Look up the Sea of Forest.
Okay.
Look up the Council of Foreign Relations and who's involved with that. Ted Cruz's wife. Dick Cheney was.
Lion Ted Cruz? Or Lion Ted Cruz's wife, you mean?
Yes, Heidi. She was involved with that. Besides being a Goldman Sachs executive.
This is freaking me out.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's just...
I mean, that's what they told me.
Then you look at the Bohemian Grove. They meet there every 10 days every July. And that's in Monterey, which is in Sonoma County, which is in the Redwood. 27 acres in the Redwood.
Are they more powerful than the Illuminati?
I think they're one the same.
Oh. 6 to 1, half dozen to the other?
Yeah, who knows? It's like
you do. I'm asking you.
I know. I do not have all the answers. All I know is I was lied to as a kid. That's all I know.
What are some of the most disturbing lies you feel you were told as a kid?
Vietnam was one of them.
Okay.
They drafted kids to go to an army, to go to a war that they invented because of an incident in Tonkin, which never happened.
Yeah.
They killed 58,000. Oh, and we killed 1 million civilians there, Vietnamese civilians. That's no big deal. We've probably killed 1 million civilians since 9/11.
I thought it was about communism.
Well, that's what they tell us.
I know. It's scary. So that was a big lie. Tell me, what other lies were you most upset about? Vietnam's very upsetting.
Vietnam is very upsetting. Okay, how about the lie about an Ohio woman in the National Guard shot 4 kids there,
Kent State.
Yeah.
Yep. Kent State.
Yeah, that was crap. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah, yep. Was it, do you think? Shooting college students?
No, it's madness. Absolutely, National
now, here's
Guard.
The thing.
Our
National Guard.
And that Mama Cass was standing over the body of the guy. Wasn't that Mama Cass?
Totally.
She looked like that story.
She looked. I think she might have passed away by then. That's weird. Now that's another lie. I was told it was Mama Cass. Oh, okay.
She passed away in 73.
Maybe it was her then. Could have been her. I don't know what she was doing there.
And of course,
they must have had a show.
Looking into her ties to the the Tate LeBlanc, all that stuff. Oh, it was all
Mama Cass.
It's
so disappointing. I love the Mamas and the Papas, and I find out that John Phillips is banging his daughter, and Mama Cass is faking something at Pence. Well. Whatever.
You can't really believe that, though.
Well, you don't want to.
Yeah.
So it takes us back to the flat Earth. We've been told this.
All right.
We've been shown this globe. And the thing is, if we live on a globe, there is somebody standing upside down in Australia right now. And the waters are being held by this magical force called gravity, which does not exist. It's electromagnetism, is what affects us.
But, man, Mike, you just experienced the laws of gravity after you went up 18. No, you didn't?
Didn't.
It's electromagnetism? No,
are you saying that if the world is a globe, that whoever's beneath us, and where is that, Australia, or what's directly beneath
us? Yeah, they're standing upside down right now.
Okay, so
we're not standing upside down, and they're on the right side up.
Right.
Well, it depends on where we've rotated. I mean, are we rotating?
There
is that
you
real?
Go.
If the Earth was not flat, those people would be falling off the Earth, is what you're saying.
If it was not,
if we're on the top, top of the globe, the people on the bottom are falling off. But what you're saying is it's really flat, and that's why nobody's falling off.
Yeah. Well, it's making more sense.
They would have video coverage of that.
Totally.
Yeah,
totally.
Somebody would record with a phone.
Well, you wouldn't be able to.
Here's the question.
Falling.
Do you really believe the sun is 93 million miles away? Now, think about that one for a second.
Yeah.
Hard to measure from here.
I mean, that's just me eyeballing it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's the same size as the moon. Now, how in the world?
Well, it's not the same size, right?
How can you have the sun and the moon in the sky at the same time here, and somebody in Australia can see one of them in the other side of the globe? It's not possible.
Well, because we're all.
Well, I thought the sun
orbiting and rotating. I mean, is the moon flat?
I don't know.
And the sun?
The sun rises and sets.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, these are all very good questions.
So we sit still.
This planet.
So wait, we're sitting still, and how does the sun rise and set?
It's like it electromagnetism. Circles like a racetrack is what a lot of people believe. Although I saw another explanation the other day that made a lot more sense than any of that, and it has to do with longitude and latitude. I cannot say that word. The how the lines go across the planet, even if it's flat. And in fact, another thing is radar. How does radar work on a globe? And how does submarines work on a globe?
These are really good questions. And longitude, latitudes, by the way, I've never crossed a latitude or a longitude line in my life.
I've never seen one.
If they exist, I've never seen them.
I haven't seen them.
Have you ever seen one?
Then you look into, it's just endless. I mean,
never seen the red for the
one
blue.
One rabbit hole.
What the hell are you talking about?
I've never seen also, too, the line. You know how, like, when you look on a globe, it shows that states are different colors? I mean, I've been in Ohio. The state's the same color.
I know.
Good
the first
point.
Down line on a football field, never seen it when I played.
Yeah. It's on TV, but I don't see it on the field.
I know.
Oh, that's the technology.
You know, this is just a tough for a lot of people to grab hold of. And I get it, okay? I get it.
I think I'm
Most
convinced.
People that believe in a flat earth initially said, this is not possible. Then you start looking into it, you go, wait a second, this does make some sense.
Well, they made fun of a lot of the scientists back Galileo. He was reviled, and maybe he was an ass.
He was in prison.
Newton is total ass. Isn't Newton the gravity guy?
Yeah, he's totally lazy. Yep.
Well,
that apple just fell on him.
Was maybe an alchemist and maybe a Freemason.
Okay,
that explains
Freemasons.
They made fun of him at the time. Yeah. Maybe he was a jackass. Maybe they knew something we didn't know. We act like he knew something. He's the gravity guy.
Yeah.
So, they say Einstein was a genius, but I think he was a shield. He never invented nothing.
Einstein?
The real genius was Nikola Tesla. There's the real genius.
Tesla?
Einstein was a shield.
Equals M squared.
E equals MC squared. That's a theory.
That's a song,
that's
too.
A theory. It's a theory.
He was also a member of the Loyal Order of the Water Buffaloes.
I don't know what that may sounds like a drinking club to me.
He was a lodge brother.
It was. The joke was on us. Mad Mike, this is all fascinating subjects. I'm serious. I think these are interesting things to look at. I don't know many people. There's who's the athlete that claims the Earth is flat?
Was it Kyrie Irving? No,
it's a couple of them.
It's a guard. A couple of players in the NBA have been getting a lot of attention.
I don't pay attention to the NBA.
When well, I you should. There's flat
Vegas.
Earthers in it.
Yeah, there's flat earthers.
Yeah, but when I drove in Las Vegas as a limo driver, there's two people I did not drive with: hip hop people and NBA players.
Racist.
They were the worst people on the planet.
Why?
They were crappy to deal with. I didn't want to be in the same car with them.
They didn't tip well.
It's just a lot of things. I don't like their attitude. I just don't like a lot of things about that. I think the NBA, they should move it all to Kim. Was it North Korea with the crazy guys and missiles? He likes basketball.
Well, Dennis Rodman likes it over there.
It all over there. Well, he can go there.
Yeah, he does.
To send all the NBA over there.
Mike,
just move the NBA over there.
Okay. These are all great ideas. Interesting. Clearly out of the, what's the term?
Out of the box thinking.
Out of the box. Out of the box thinking. And I like that. I think it's good. It's healthy. I want to wish you well with your future exploits. And be sure to keep us posted on what you're doing next.
I'm going to space, guy, and I'm running for governor of California.
Wait, I thought
Okay.
Wait, at the same time?
Yes, I am. Same time.
Wow.
How can you be governor and go to space? Wouldn't there have to be the lieutenant governor to take charge?
The lieutenant governor here is a criminal right now. But actually, I've already registered to run for governor. I've already got worldwide press on it. And we're starting the thing to go to space this week.
Can you win in California?
I've already put the Secretary of State on notice that I will run for the governorship of the 1849 lawful California Republic, not for the unlawful, de facto 1878 corporation of the state of California, which is a fiction.
That sounds like a loophole to me, but I'm going to go with it. Mad Mike, thank you for your time.
Okay, buddy.
And keep us posted.
Okay, thank you.
Have a great day.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
I like Mad Mike.
My head hurts. Oh, my gosh.
No. Well, I don't know. Sometimes it's good to, think about the sun, like a racetrack, or is it like, I don't know.
Yeah. Makes a lot of
sense. How are those guys standing down there in Australia? They're upside down. What the hell? How's that work?
Well, maybe we're upside down.
That guy is full of shit.
Thanks, Hawk.
The earth is as round as a huge boob.
I mean, well, I think that's more like an implant, Hawk. A boob is more like a teardrop shape.
Yeah,
well, the kind he likes, doesn't he? Like big basketballs?
He does, probably likes implants.
Yeah.
Probably likes those giant
things.
The
better, I think. So, yeah. Anything to Hawk, hit him in the face.
Amplifying this?
I like the big knockers.
That did not clarify the comment at all. Well, maybe it did clarify it. He doesn't care. As long as they're big. And he likes women gyrating on him. We know that. If they're not gyrating, they really don't have much function.
Right.
And this portion of Best of Programming brought to you by Hull Financial. Here we are in the holiday season, and mortgage interest rates remain as low as they've been at any point this year. Many people might feel that they've missed the boat on refinancing to save some money. The answer is no. Rates remain super low. Although you just don't hear about it as much because we kind of take it for granted after a while. Hull Financial takes special care of the podcast listeners. We all know that. In fact, they've closed in an average of 19 days, but in early December, 17 of 22 closings closed in 10 days or less. Incredible turn times, immediate results, 1,000 five-star ratings from Hull Financial. So if you're looking for debt consolidation or you got some debt you want to take care of through a refi, taking money out of your house, whatever you want to do, if you want to save money, contact Hull Financial, drewandmike.hullfg, or click the link on our website, fill out the online form. They'll get back to you very quickly. Hull Financial, you won't be disappointed. NMLS number 1467435.
It's no good.
You want to try the Windows number, Brandon?
Yeah, we can try the... This is not the Windows, though. This is a student loan.
Oh, college loan. Student loan, that's right.
Goodbye, fucking shit fuel.
Well, we got no choice. Gee, I can't wait till I go to high school.
This is the only schools out song, by the way.
Good afternoon, Student Loan Services. How may I help you?
Yeah, I was calling about, I think it's option or reference number 11501. I've got a school loan that's due, and I want to take care of it. I got to sell this balance because it sounds like it's a big problem.
No, this is, this is a student loan forgiveness program, so it's to help you with your student loans.
Cool.
And
what I'm going to do... I'm going to put a loan counselor on the phone that's going to be assisting you with everything. Can you just provide me with your first name so I can introduce this phone call for you?
Yes. It's Richard.
Okay. Now, Mr. Richard, your amount...
No, that's my first name.
Richard, right?
Yeah. You want my last name, too?
No. You could get it to them. I'm just going to introduce this call for you.
I just
want to
make sure he gave me a file number and my name was misspelled, so I wanted to make sure that this was the correct... I thought maybe they had a guy by the wrong name.
No, don't worry. Just by the file number, he'll look into it. I just want to confirm, verify three questions real fast. You're not enrolled in school at this moment, correct?
Pardon me?
Are you currently enrolled in school at this moment?
Not this moment, no. This is a loan that I owed from before.
Okay, and the amount on that loan from before, is it more than $5,000?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, and have you filed for any bankruptcy within a year?
No, I have not.
Okay, stay with me on the line and put him on the phone. Okay,
thank you.
This is legit.
You've got a name that's not a name.
I think this is legit.
Really?
Yeah. It's a consolidation type thing where they try to consolidate all your loans.
Yeah, but it was unsolicited.
It sounds shaky.
I think that's a great name.
I thought they were suggesting the guy was in a lot of trouble.
Okay, Mr. Richard, I got Mr. Jonathan on the line. He's going to be assisting you with everything, okay?
Okay, thank you. Thanks for coming, sir. Hello?
Hi, Mr. Richard. How's everything today?
No, it's not. First of all, it's not Mr. Richard. My name is Richard, and then the last name. And I asked him, I wanted to verify it because I feel like they misspelled my last name. And I thought maybe it was somebody else. My last name, do you want me to spell it for you?
Sure, go right ahead.
Okay, it's H-U-G.
Uh-huh.
E-P-E-N-E-N-I-S-S. Hujepinus.
Okay, Hujepinus. Richard, correct?
Yes. K Can you spell it back for me?
Okay, Mr. Hugh
Jeppinus,
sure.
Yes.
R for Roger, I for Island, C for Cat, H for House, A for Apple, R for Roger, D for Dog, and S for, D, just plural, right? Richard?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, and Hugh Jeppinus is H for Home, U for Umbrella, G for Game, E for Elephant, P for Pen, E for Elephant, N for Nancy, I for Island, S for Sam, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, Mr. Hugh Jeppinus, now, how much do you currently owe on your student loans?
I'm not sure exactly. I haven't been paying them, and I just thought I needed to kind of settle this up. Is this the government?
Oh.
Who is this? Who are you?
Yes, sir. My name is Jonathan Bettis, okay, and I work for AIDNIS, okay? And what we stand for is Aiding the National Education for Students and Teachers, okay? And what we do here, sir, is collect, process, and submit documents to the Department of Education.
How do you collect exactly?
How do we collect?
Yeah, because I thought this was to pay off my student loan or settle something.
Yes, sir. These programs are designed to get you forgiveness on your loans, whether partially or fully. It all depends on how your loans are looking, sir.
Do you guys barter?
Barter?
Yeah.
In what way?
Well, I got a car, for example, I don't really need anymore, but it's worth at least $1,200.
Blue book.
Oh, no, we don't do that, sir. You see, these programs are, we go through a guideline with these programs because we're dealing with federal programs. So these programs are long, some of them are long-term, most of them are long-term. So you have to meet the requirements on how they want you to proceed.
Okay. I don't know if it matters any, but I stabbed a guy last year.
Okay, that's not my problem. I don't care. So what you want to do?
Well, I might be going to jail, so I don't know. Maybe that makes the loan go away?
Okay, no problem, sir. Well, I hope you enjoy your stay in jail. And,
okay.
You know,
so am I absolved? I mean, do I still have to pay if I'm in jail for a little while?
Yeah, you're okay. You're going to be all right. All right?
Oh,
great. You're going to be all right.
Okay, thanks for the call.
Have a good day.
Appreciate it.
Like prison food and
bye-bye.
Penis.
What's this guy? Stabbed a guy? They're not interested in me paying him back?
No, you're good.
Wow.
Huge happiness.
Jeez.
You're now in the system.
I'm starting to bring some respect. What the hell was that? What was that?
I don't think it's a scam. I really don't think it's a scam.
But it was unsolicited.
I understand. However, there's a lot of individuals that have student loan debt, and if they can come up with these ways to consolidate and they can make a little bit of a profit and you get to pay a little bit less, even though long term you'll probably pay more.
So, you know, it is a... It's a what's the call? It's a sales call.
Fishing.
Yeah, I think so. It's a cold call in a way.
Yeah, right. Okay.
They probably have lists, right? Of people.
I had the message. The message made it sound like a bit of an emergency.
Oh, I see.
But once you've stabbed a guy, all of a sudden it's not such an emergency because they know they're not getting any fucking money.
Mr. Richard.
I don't know. The guy answering the phone didn't sound terribly official either.
No. It sounded very scammy.
But there are two levels, so it makes it more official. Ah. He handed it off.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. I think we should try a scam on Brandon. He seems a little gullible to me. Was this from your student loan experience? Did you get these calls?
Well, early on, I had a lot of opportunities to consolidate from multiple different places, but I chose not to do that. But then in 2008, 2009, once the recession hit, I wasn't able to consolidate at all, and I was totally screwed. And I was actually hoping to find people like this call where they would consolidate my shit. Because I struggled.
You want to call them back?
No. I struggled for a long time with student loans. I had a very, very, very rough five-year period where sometimes I just didn't have the money to pay, and so I just couldn't make the payments. And so that
How much did that cost you in interest?
After the first, I think the first... 9 years of making, I don't know, roughly anywhere between $200 to $600 a month. After the first 9 years, I didn't subtract a single penny off of my total amount.
What was your total?
I want to say it was around 28,000.
Woo!
But then once I caught up and started making actual regular payments and you know, the first few years, you're only paying interest anyway. Now I make
it's
a
like a mortgage.
And it's just all going off principal. So I'm under 10 grand now.
Oh, that's good.
And I'm very, very happy and excited.
I am too.
Thank you both.
Bentley had some major thank me.
That's really
for being excited for me.
Oh,
that's got to feel good.
Yeah, yeah, Bentley had college loans that were plaguing him for a long time. And, you know, just this idea, though, that just get loans. Just get loans. They're easy to get. I mean, first of all, is an 18-year-old really in the best mode to decide how much they can borrow and how much they're going to make? And
no.
Yeah, they have all their whole life to make all that money, man.
You know, it seems that way. I thought that way for the longest time. But I hear it so often now about, yeah, well, you know, my parents want me to go to college. I mean, everybody wants their kids to go to college now. Mm-hmm. But everybody's kids can go to college now if they have any grades and test scores, right?
Pretty much,
because yeah. You can borrow money from Uncle Sam.
Mm-hmm.
College should be free.
Well, wouldn't it be nice? College, the cost
Your
of college
goes
is,
to college.
The cost is ridiculous. It's fucking ridiculous.
But you could go down the path of doing the trade school, because now I think they will pay.
Trade schools?
To put you through a trade school. Like a lot of these companies around
need
here,
more.
They'll pay for you to take the classes necessary, and they're promising like great jobs too.
I just hate the pressure put on. It seems like, am I right about this? Is it more like millennial kids where it was like, you must go to college.
Oh, yeah.
You must. I don't care if you take out 100 grand in loans for a liberal arts degree. You're going to college.
Yeah. Well, and it's like you just said, everybody wants their kid to go to school, but not every kid should go to college.
No. But how do we get from, I mean, there was a time when I graduated college. I don't know, what was the percentage of people graduating from college in 81, 82,
Virginia 83? Tech, tremendous school.
Thank you. I mean, it seemed like maybe, I don't know, 20%, 15, something like that. I don't think it was above 20.
42%, 38%.
Maybe. No, it was, I don't know, a lot of my high school class went to college, but I found that, I don't know, it just seemed they were. I bet the percentage is a lot higher. Well, we can look it up. Percentage, like, by decade that graduate from college? I bet it's got to be much higher now, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, there's more schools.
So, the idea being that, you know, this super competitive, I don't know, is it the boomer parents that started this?
Yeah, probably, because, you know, nobody wanted their kid to have to work in a factory or anything like that.
Even though working in a factory
wasn't
that bad, although factory jobs are not available like they were.
Nor did they pay like they did.
Yeah.
This town is different, though, because a lot of people counted on that.
Right.
You know, having the job
idea
in the
that
shop.
Grandpa, son, grandson, and great-grandson, you know, it sort of ended. For a lot of people.
What year do you want? Percentage of new high school graduates enrolling in college.
Well, graduating college.
Oh, graduating
college?
Yeah,
enrolling in college is probably better because you got to go. You got to pay for it.
This is from 2013 is the last data point. It was 65.9%.
That's incredible.
More women than men, 68.4 versus 63.5.
They break it down by race?
Not on this group.
I have it broken down by gender.
In the podcast. You said more women than
no, me. No. I'm just saying I have it broken down. You asked if you had it broken down by race.
Okay.
The only one that I have is broken down by gender.
Okay. So 2013, 65.9, and then can you go back to like 2000? What's 2000?
Let's see.
I have 50% at 2000.
What is your graph for?
College graduates.
Okay, well, that's graduates. Do you want graduates or enrollees?
Enrollees.
Looks like about 62.
You asked for graduates.
I did.
God damn it, man! I'm
not. I'm not going to try and hit you a second time.
62% in 2000.
Wow. Okay. How about 1990?
90 is actually about the same. That's when the spike really went up between 85.
What's 1980, for example?
80 is about, looks like about 48, 49%.
Okay, how about 70?
70, there's a little spike there from 65 to 72. But the lowest point is mid-60s at 45, and mid-70s it looks like it's about 46, but it's been going...
Okay, Brandon, let's go to your college graduate graph.
Cool.
What's the...
It's easier to graduate.
Brandon's pumped.
Now.
His graph matters.
Yes.
2,000, you said, was 50%?
All graphs matter. Hashtag.
Yes, 2,000, 50% with more males graduating.
1990?
90. This one only has about 42%.
80?
80... 34%.
Okay, you're right, Trudy. How about 70?
70 was about 22%.
22% graduated.
This is 22% of people that graduated from high school, graduated college, or people that enrolled in college up graduating.
Oh. Mine is U.S. population who've completed 4 years of college.
Overall. Yeah, that's what I was hoping it was.
This is four years of college.
Okay, so 70 was 22%, 80 was 34%, and now it's what, 60?
It's almost, what, 70% almost?
Wait, 67. Mark said 65.9 went into college in 2013.
Yeah, 2016, it's 69.7% of high school graduates enrolled in college.
Okay, and then?
So about 70%.
And what percentage graduated? Brandon?
As of 2017, it looks as it's 67%.
Jesus. How what value does a college degree have if two out of every... That's like graduating from high school when I was a kid.
Yeah. Well, that's what they say. Now, I mean, now really? It's about your master's and your doctorate.
Right, and that's not even enough college, so...
By the way, a little mini rant here. How many people heard about people having graduation parties for finishing sixth grade and ninth grade and third grade and kindergarten? Yeah. What the fuck is that? Don't you want to tell kids, hey, look, if you don't finish that grade, you're a piece of shit. Yeah. There's no big fucking party for it, okay?
Pretty weak.
Fuck you.
Well, wait a minute. What kid
isn't? Just go have your normal play day.
What kid isn't going to graduate from, like, fifth grade or
the
something?
The biggest loser in the world history, right?
Right.
Does anybody drop out, like, anymore?
No,
like
I don't think so. No, I mean, once in a
sixth
blue
grade
moon, you'll hear about somebody who couldn't go to sixth grade because their mother was doing heroin and they were busy doing somersaults on the street and getting, you know, putting the hat out and making money.
Is anybody dropping
and
out?
And they didn't want to go anyway.
Is anybody dropping out their freshman year then lying about their age to get into the military?
No, but I think people
can anymore.
I think by ninth grade, people are dropping out.
Don't they purposely advance them too?
Yeah, they do.
They lose money.
Right. They do. Yeah. Right. Yeah, they really want to advance.
The No Child Left Behind Act.
Which is kind of a joke.
That's a total joke.
Yeah. I think the number...
Oh, my God. I always thought that there was a platitude that meant, you know, we're going to take care of these kids and make them learn. That was just I'm not going to let that kid be left back in fifth grade.
We're not staying kids back anymore.
Whether they're ready for it or not, they're gone.
Unintended consequence.
And, you know, I just remember reading that third graders in Detroit... The percentage reading at a third grade level at the end of third grade was some insanely low number. I mean, just ridiculous.
Wait.
Ridiculous.
I can read it.
So, but am I the only one who's hearing about all these graduation parties?
I haven't heard about any, but I don't really
know.
Not
for that, no.
Do you mean actual parties at home? Like an open house type thing? Because
They were called graduation events, but they were for, like, you know, fourth grade, eighth grade, sixth grade, seventh grade.
I wore a cap and gown when I graduated kindergarten.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yep.
Wait, like you're not going to graduate
I'm going in the cap and gown business.
I did, yeah. And then
did anybody not graduate?
No, at that time.
Is there a valedictorian speech?
I don't recall. I think they all got, what, C's for completes. But I do know now if you advance from elementary to middle school to high school, then they'll do a little ceremony for you.
Why?
I'm not sure if they do cap and gowns, though.
I think they should discontinue it on the basis that if you don't do this, you're a total loser.
It's not the kid's fault. It's the school putting it on.
Maybe it's a good transitionary thing, though, for kids.
No, I remember they had an eighth grade graduation when I was in eighth grade, and I thought it was stupid. First of all, because I had to dress up, mostly. That was the main reason.
Oh,
I was like, right. Who isn't? Everyone in the class is graduating. What's the achievement here?
So they played at your graduation?
Yeah. Here I come.
I like the slap echo.
A penis. Girls have a vagina.
Kindergarten went by so fast, but now it's time to
it's
go.
Not a
oh, well, oh, well, oh, well. Tell me more, do you remember last fall?
No, they're kids.
Maz had a graduation party to go to. That
yeah,
was,
he did.
That was the main one I heard about.
That was eighth grade.
Yeah, so that was graduating.
Eighth grade, I think.
Middle school to high school.
Typically one, yeah.
But isn't that
but not middle to junior?
I mean, if 70% are graduating college now, yeah. Is eighth grade really a big deal?
No.
I mean, it seems like there shouldn't be a college graduation ceremony anymore because two out of three do it. So what's a big fucking deal?
Yeah.
Tell me when you get your master's.
I was sort of excited. I wasn't terribly excited, but I was sort of excited.
About college?
To wear the Bowling Green cap and gown. Yes.
I was not. I did not wear the cap and gown, but I was excited to graduate. I still remember taking my last final.
Forward, Falcons, right. Fight for victory.
Sing along, Trudy.
Show your spirit, make them fear it. Fight what? For OBG. forward, Falcons, keep the contest keen. Shout out the fame of our mighty name and
Bowling
win for Bowling Green.
I'm really bad at that song.
Come on, Trudy.
I know. I should know. I've heard it a million times.
Do you remember your last final?
I think it was a journalism, law, and ethics. It was a bear.
Ooh! Really? So you studied really hard for your last final?
Yes. And nope. I hate to say this in front of Zeus, but I may have used something to enhance my ability to stay
what?
Up and study.
Coffee?
Whoa. Whoa. Cocaine?
No.
Coffee.
This is your final question. You know that, right?
Cappuccino.
Yeah,
Catterall.
Yes.
Black Beauty Cappuccino?
Yes.
Something like that.
It's a black beauty grind. Once. Just that once.
This
just one.
Is
your last test?
Your final question.
Wow, I think it's tough.
There's Trudy's proctor, mm-hmm. Deion Sanders. My last class was...
You know that this is your final question.
I have no idea why. I'm trying to remember this. I think
this is your final question.
I started taking classes in my major too early, I think, because I...
Oh, you had them all knocked off?
Oh, genius.
I think I had them sort of knocked out. Well, you know, TV production and classes like that.
Yeah.
That I wanted to take. So
genius, genius, genius!
I think I had electives left, and I took sociology.
Oh,
which,
yeah.
Which I heard cool. Was pretty easy, and it was baseball season, so... Right. I think sociology was my last college.
Really?
Final. Yeah. It was pretty easy.
Yeah. It was sociology.
I am too smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
I got burned by the It's an Easy Class once.
Oh, what class?
History of Vietnam War.
Oh, I would never have bought that.
A lot of athletes took it.
That seems doesn't seem like it'd be that easy.
Viet fucking Nam!
Professor changed the year I enrolled in it. It
was
really, really hard, but it was really cool. It was a good class.
What was your last final? Do you remember?
No idea. I could not tell you.
Really? You don't remember your last test when we went, no more tests?
That offensive?
No, I remember the one last class I took was, it was a drug class where you learned about illicit drugs.
Oh. Really?
I still have I should bring the book in. And my notes.
LSD,
let me see if I can find my transcript. Cocaine.
Were you inspired at all to actually use some of them just to as an experiment?
Kind of. I learned a lot in that class.
Did you?
Yeah. Mainly that they're like, heroin's not, you know, it's the most addictive, cocaine not at all. Like, oh, okay, cool. Oh, yeah.
And this portion of programming brought to you by Zotford, our fabulous sponsor since the very beginning of the Drew and Mike podcast. And they've made an exciting announcement. The newest member of the hottest sales staff in Oakland County, Mr. Jim Bentley, someone well known to the Drew and Mike show listeners. Yes.
Hi, Jim.
The very hot Jim Bentley joins the hottest sales staff in Oakland County. And they're still doing those locks of the week, locks of the month. I'm sorry. They're destroying Brandon's garbage locks of the week, as
That's
they
crap.
Say. I know. It's terrible. And they will continue to do so now through the end of the year. In case you've been living under a rock, part one gets 0% financing up to 72 months. Part two, no payments for 3 months. And part three, in addition to all the other great stuff, they will line your pockets with up to $7,000 in cash. Jim Bentley, apparently having a huge impact over there. And you can activate your lock trifecta by calling Jim or Anthony. Oh, Jim said don't call anything. 248-215-5151. Again, the magical trifecta number is 248-215-5151. Hurry, because when the holidays are gone, so is your chance to put $7,000 cash in your pocket from our friends at Zot Ford.
Do it. Get it done.
And our story.
Yes, you ready for it?
Yeah, I'm very curious. It was an intriguing tease.
Take a look at it right here. It says men will pay one-third more than women to be a member.
What?
And as Larry Spruill shows us, the gym's owner says he has a perfectly good explanation for it.
You use more equipment.
This is the ad everybody's talking about. A gym owner tells me he's charging men more than he's charging women. So, of course, I had to ask him about it. He says it's all for a good cause.
On the surface, it can seem like, yeah, it's unfair to charge men something different than you would charge women.
No, it is.
But gym owner Rich Carman tells me it's more than fair. He's talking about this ad he recently placed in a local newspaper. It's advertising cheaper membership rates for women versus men, saying women can join the gym in Lake Orion for just $20, while men will have to pay a third more. It's a logic, he says, just makes sense.
But I think when you understand the background of it, if you understand that, this is something that's gone on as far as a pay gap, is women getting paid considerably less than men for doing the same job.
I asked gym members.
Shouldn't they have to prove it?
Yeah. Like this is going to say, how do they know
tithing at church?
Every chick that walks in there is being paid less than her male counterparts.
Yeah.
No, this is dumb. First of all, this is what bothers me.
Genius, because he just every shot they had the phone number in it. In case you didn't realize,
this is not how you solve the problem. How you solve the problem is by the people who are being paid less than their other gender counterparts should be paid the appropriate amount.
Sure.
Not by trying to screw men on a gym ownership.
But do you? I mean, maybe he's sincere, but I see it more as an advertising ploy, which
is embarrassing.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
You want to call this guy?
Look at how many more plates you guys use than we do, though.
It's all over the story. Well, yeah, we do lift more weights.
Yes,
that's true.
Sir.
Take up more space.
Are equal to us, so you should be able to lift as much. So that's no excuse.
Not ever professing to be able to.
One massive man.
I love high throw quality. Back in your face!
You chew up more mirror space.
Both women and
that's
men,
true.
If they thought it was fair.
So initially, I didn't think it was fair.
Yeah, but you're getting a break.
To have men pay one price and women pay another. And now that I understand that he's doing this to bring awareness to pay inequality.
Hey. Oh,
he's
enough with the awareness shit. Stop.
Hey,
I don't need awareness.
I don't.
How much was she
feel
lifting?
There's anything wrong.
Well, you know, women have always been.
I didn't see. I'm
not
joining. I was going to join, by the way. I'm not joining now.
From the system as
this dude's wearing Crocs.
Understand that he's doing this.
That
to
guy doesn't work out. He's in a
button
down shirt.
He
runs the
and
place.
And he's actually taking an action on something he believes in. I don't feel there's anything wrong.
Well, you know, women have always been economically disadvantaged.
Was he a trainer?
From the system as it's been for many, many years. I don't have any problem with it. I'll gladly pay. More than
I don't take no orders from the woman, by the way.
Then why don't you pay my share, too?
Yeah, so there you have it. Women have to pay $20 a month at the gym. Men have to pay $30
a month. What a dumb story.
By the way, I don't take no orders from no women.
He expected some feedback from this advertisement, but not this much. Reporting live tonight, Larry Spruill, Local 4.
Yeah, Larry, are these going to be permanent prices?
We don't need follow-up prices questions.
I know.
Yeah, well, Jason, he tells me that his prices normally don't change on a month-to-month basis, so once you're locked in, you got it. You're locked in.
All right. Larry, thanks.
Profound.
Okay. Larry. 25-year-old man will stand trial.
Larry!
Maybe they're just trying to get more chicks in there, too. Possibly.
I would guess that would be the reason.
Yeah.
But what if the ad said something like, we have too much sausage. It's a sausage fest. We need more whatever. I mean, with that.
Let women join free as a promotional thing. Don't say, I'm so upset about the. I mean, how much action has this guy taken to change the wage differential?
That's a great question.
I am a flagrant violator of the spraying down the equipment thing, though.
Well, that's okay.
You don't do it?
I don't do it.
Just do it before you use it.
Well, I mean, and supposedly...
Wait, you don't spray down the equipment or you do?
That's the most selfish thing.
I don't, because I don't really touch the, like when I'm, I warm up on the treadmill, and I don't touch anything, so I never, you know, hose it down afterward. And somebody was like, you should do it anyway.
You don't drip sweat?
No,
I don't think you're working out hard enough.
That's true. That's absolutely true. Well, but I feel like if I'm not dripping sweat, then I shouldn't have to.
Just this last Friday at 2:23 p.m., I was benching, and I put up 350 pounds. Yeah! Oh,
yeah! Yeah! Who is that?
How much you bench?
Wait, is that a website?
No, the SNL sketch, how much you bench.
Oh, okay. Oh, I was so excited if there's going to be a website where people talked about how much they benched.
There probably is.
I'd like to start one just to hear people say what they bench.
How much do you bench?
I haven't benched in a while. I'm ready to start benching again. Doing 30 push-ups a day.
Yeah. Yeah.
50 sit-ups.
That's pretty good.
I'm pretty pleased with myself.
Do you plank?
What's planking?
It's like holding a push-up position.
Yeah. Right. You'll hold it for a minute or...
Oh, you know what? A friend of mine showed me planking, and I did it that day. We were both doing it, goofing around, but I have not made it a part of my daily routine.
Yeah.
I do leg lifts, though.
Oh, yeah.
Which are really terribly uncomfortable. I don't know why I've chosen to do those.
What are you developing?
I'm working on my core.
Oh, I see.
I need...
The gym.
Yeah, hi. This is the Drew and Mike show.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. We just saw you guys on Channel 4.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Are you one of the employees there?
You could say that. I'm the wife of the owner.
Oh, so you does he pay you equally? Do you make the same amount of money?
I think I get a little more than he does. Don't we normally?
That's not what your ad says.
No, I'm talking about between husband and wife.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Not for employees.
Uh-huh.
I see. Well, anyway, yeah, we wanted to talk about the policy of trying to sort of help the wage gap by giving women the lower rate.
He would love to speak with you, but he's actually doing an interview with Channel 2.
Ooh! Wow. So are you saying we're late to the media party?
Just by a skosh, not by much.
Oh man, when's Channel 7 coming over?
I don't think we've heard from Channel 7 yet.
Oh man, late to the party.
Oh, they're going to pretend like they don't need to know about this.
Maybe they're really sexist and they believe in the wage gap.
Wow, with the way people have been fired over there.
Yeah. So how come people are slamming the weights around? Don't you tell them not to do that?
It is against the rules. Against the rules.
It's those damn men doing
dudes.
It.
Yeah. Dudes.
I know. Yeah. But, you know, you can gotta let them get away with it. And certain exercises, they're allowed to get away with it to an extent.
Have you had many complaints about from men having to pay more?
So far, no. That I have heard. This is all fresh. It all happened today. So,
okay.
So far, we've gotten... Between men and women, we've gotten a lot of compliments and people that are exciting, and most men understand.
Oh, so they want to pay more. So maybe this will catch on and they'll charge men more for everything.
I hope.
I have no comment for that.
Okay. Is that what you're hoping, though?
No, not necessarily. Not for everything. I don't want them to charge men more for everything, no.
Oh, okay. So in other words, the wage gap will be made up by the people that work out of your place?
Highly doubt it.
How many employees work there?
Him.
Just what? Him?
Him
just
and myself. Him?
Two, okay.
And I work here part-time.
Oh, wow.
How many members do you have?
He does all the heavy lifting.
Oh, he does all the work. He knows all the numbers. I just here to fill in.
Of course.
And I hardly ever even answer the phone.
Typical man hiding the numbers from the woman.
You know, he always tries to talk to me about them. I really...
Typical
I'm
woman.
Busy enough.
Spacing out.
I'm busy enough.
Has anyone asked for a copy of your W-2 forms to make sure you're making the same amount?
No, they haven't. I don't work here. I work in a totally another profession.
Oh, do you get paid the same as every man there?
Well, there's only one man there, and no.
What?
Because he's a doctor, and I'm not a doctor.
Oh,
I see.
Yeah. He might have a case.
Yeah, yeah. But the doctor I do work for is highly supportive of the ad that we ran today.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah.
So has no one has been supportive yet?
So far, no. Not that I know of.
Okay.
No, haven't heard any complaints yet.
Okay, I'll register as the first person that does not support it. I think it's the wrong way to solve the wage gap. But I'm not, you know, whatever works for you, great.
But he would love to debate that with you.
Okay, that's fine. Can you pull him out of his interview? Tell him there's a much more important show on.
Maybe.
Say you want equal time for women in the interview. It's your turn.
Sure. You know what? Can you hold on a second? I'll ask him. Okay. I think he's wrapping it up right now.
That's cool.
Oh. Wait, why can't she talk?
I can talk.
Oh.
Do you want to talk with him?
Yeah, well, no. I was saying, why don't you represent the club?
She's
part-time.
I don't work here.
Okay, all right. Okay.
I have another profession.
Okay, so the wage gap is something you're not able to understand?
I don't understand it as much as he does.
Okay. He's an expert on the wage gap?
I don't know if you could call him an expert, but he knows more about it than I do.
Okay. I'm just kidding. All right. Thanks. Okay.
No problem. 1 second.
I got to give him credit. He is getting a lot of promotion. I mean,
yeah, wonderful.
Oh, whoa, whoa. What happened?
It didn't disconnect.
It was awful weird.
Online.
On hold.
Maybe she muted it.
Okay. Yeah. Could be.
Is there a dog barking in the background?
I hear a lot of weight slamming.
There's a lot, yeah. There's a lot of.
Have you ever seen this much muscle in a man?
I was going to ask her that question.
There he is.
This is Rich. Can I help you?
Hey, Rich. It's the Drew and Mike Show. How you doing?
Well, how about you guys?
We're doing great. Congratulations, by the way. You're on Channel 4, Channel 2, and we're waiting for Channel 7.
Oh, well, fantastic.
Yeah. That's got to be good for the gym, right?
We hope so, yeah.
Yeah. How can it hurt?
I don't know, but I like your first sentiments better.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, I was asking your wife and about if anyone had said that they did not support this, and she said, no, everyone's been very supportive. And I said, well, register me as someone who doesn't support it, only because it's not that I don't really support it. It's not a big deal. But I don't feel it's the way to solve the wage gap.
What would be your suggestion?
Get the people paid the same. Have employers that do not pay people who are doing the same work the same amount, pay people the same amount.
Well, I would agree with the second part of that. You know, people that do the same work should get the same amount. But that's not the world we live in right now. The disparity of wages and income is considerable. And as you get farther out in the spectrum regarding, you know, race or minority status, it gets even worse.
So are you charging blacks and minorities less also?
No. This is an issue that I felt we could bring light to in our small way. We're a small gym in a relatively small community, and I just felt this would be, I guess, my small contribution to fairness. I don't like to witness, you know, injustice. And I feel this was some way that I could help that.
Well, I'll give you credit for that because, you know, there's no arguing. You have brought awareness to it because you've gotten TV coverage. I would imagine you might hear from some national media. Have you heard from any yet?
Oh, no.
No? I bet you will.
Oh, well, thanks, I guess.
No, I don't know. That's good.
I better practice up my interview skills then. This is not my forte, so.
Hey, your wife's pretty good.
Oh, good. I was preoccupied while she was talking with you guys, but good. I'll let her know.
So have you had a lot of women call and ask to join today? Has it brought a lot of people in, as you expected? Or
typically, you know, the way advertising for gyms works anyways, it's not necessarily the ad you run that's going to bring you an immediate response. It's keeping your name out in front of people, your market. And then when it comes time, they get, the energy or the motivation to join a gym, then we're at least in their thoughts, and they give us a shot.
Hey, that's
so that's generally the way it works. We've had a couple of calls, yes, that were positive. One negative call, not from a member, but the other calls have all been positive.
Wait, what was the negative call?
It came from a gentleman I'm unfamiliar with, did not know, claiming that it was discriminatory and that he felt slighted by it, and that was about it.
But he could still sign up, so that's not really discriminatory. You're not not allowing him.
Of course not.
What if he came? What if he came in and said, "I want to join for $20 a month"?
You know, I don't know. I if he came in and said that, we're a pretty laid back kind of place. We're not. Pardon me?
You'd give it to him. I found a loophole in your ad.
Oh, where is it?
Just by asking.
You know what? You'd be surprised what you can get if you just
ask. No, that's true. Yeah. You know what? What I don't understand, and it's not gyms that I'm talking about here. Is the discrimination, for example, in dry cleaning? You know, women's blouses cost, don't they cost a lot more than men's shirts?
Yeah,
I mean, there's stuff like that that goes on all over the place, and you hear about. I've been hearing about that for 20 years, but no one does anything about it.
Well, I can't really. I don't have any interest in any dry cleaning facilities, but this is you know my way of addressing it in the you know small fashion that I. You know, can do so. You know, if we can get more, you know, sympathetic sentiments to it, maybe it'll, you know, cross over into other industries and other people will become more aware of it.
You're a pioneer.
I hope not, because I don't think that's really the way to solve the wage thing. I mean, if everyone starts charging men more, I think there might be a little more opposition to it.
But sure, I don't think it's a you know a, something you can do in perpetuity. It's something that right now brings awareness to this situation. So, you know, what I guess you're implying then is you would be in favor of legislation that legally enforced equal pay?
Equal pay for the same job, absolutely.
Okay, good.
Yeah. I don't know why anyone would not think that.
Same job, same skills, same experience.
Sure, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are simpatico.
But I only have one final question for you, and that is, how much do you bench?
I'm getting up there in years. I'm 53, so I have let go of the bench press. I have switched my workouts to a more general conditioning. I'm also the judo instructor here, so I get a workout twice a week for that. You know, in my better days, say probably 9-10 years ago, I would have been in the 4.25 area.
Whoa, man!
That's not in this environment. That's all. That's not that much. I'm looking at somebody now that does 600.
Is that
the phone, Nancy boy? Save your money for when you call 1-900 make out with a guy.
Whoa! I don't know who that joker was.
Is the question how much do you bench? Is that question asked a lot in your gym in the course of a day?
Yeah, almost. You know, nonstop.
Just this last Friday at 2:23 p.m., I was benching and I put up 350 pounds.
Yeah, I've got some guys working out here too. It's crazy.
do women ever engage in that sort of braggadocio behavior?
Yeah,
sure. Really?
We've got competitive powerlifting women here as well.
Wow.
And, you know, they're you know, it's about the journey, not the destination. Nobody's gonna change the world by setting a bench press record, but you know, the journey to get there benefits all of us.
Hey, out of curiosity, as far as your costs go, does it cost you more if it's a female or if it's a male?
No. In the gym business, your fixed costs are your big ones. Your rent, your utilities, and those things don't change whether you have, you know, 50 workouts a day or 500 workouts a day. So no, it's not the way you can work a business model for a gym.
Do you have a problem with people not wiping down the equipment after they sweat all over it?
No, we have a plentiful supply of spray bottles and so forth. We've never had that issue.
How do you feel about somebody that says, "Oh, I don't sweat on it, so I don't wipe it down"?
Well,
he's talking about me.
it's gym etiquette, you know. If you're sweating, then please wipe it down. People are pretty good about it.
But I know, but I don't sweat and I don't touch any of it if I'm on the treadmill, so I don't feel like I have to wipe it down. But people look at you, you know.
It's like you're working.
Yeah, if you're on a treadmill where your really only contact point might be the handrail, you know, if you're only on it for 5 or 10 minutes and you're not sweating, no, of course not. But, you know, if you're on it for 30 minutes and you're cranking it out, yeah, a spritz and a wipe is the appropriate thing to do.
Oh, there you go. All right.
But she hasn't seen your grubby hands.
Be nice.
I know. Okay. All right. Well. Good luck with it. I hope it works out for your gym. It sounds like a nice place to work out. I hear a lot of guys benching over there. That's for sure.
I think you heard some squatting.
Squatting. Okay.
But thanks, guys. Listen, every time you're up in Lake Orion, stop in.
Okay, ma'am.
For $20.
No, $10 for a daily.
All right.
Oh, daily. Okay.
What do women pay for a daily then? $6.66.
I hadn't thought about that. That might be my next ad.
$7.40.
Well, we've given you much food
that'd
for thought.
$6.66, but thanks, guys. I appreciate your time.
Thank you. Good luck.
Now hang up the phone, all right? Because there's a lot of other guys at the gay bar who need to use it. All right?
It's with these
right,
people.
Guys.
Thanks
care.
A lot. Good luck. See you.
Hi.
Well, he's sincere. Isn't that just an advertising ploy?
Here's what I heard. People start after New Year trying to work out, and then they fall off a lot. And then after Super Bowl, men come back.
Oh, is that right?
Characteristically, yeah. Because, you know, they're eating Super Bowl, like, you know, they're violating their diet. So they figure they pick up, wait till after Super Bowl.
Huh.
Which supposedly is the trend. So maybe it's a good time to do something like that to try and...
I don't know why I feel like the warm weather is more of a thing than the Super Bowl.
Well,
maybe I'm just procrastinating.
You're also trying to, you know, cruise season is coming up. I'm only getting to bathing soon, so.
That's true.